It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A pass to Haywood, looking to get on the scoreboard with a hook shot. Rebound number 11. Now he's on the board. Gets his own miss and put back.
We got breaking news here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. We have Brendan Haywood set to join us as well. Bobby was talking about a possibility to start off the show. That's why you got to be a member of the 6 a.m. Club. The Dallas Cowboys are trading for quarterback Joe Milton. Ooh, Bobby, what's the compensation?
It's Joe Milton and a seventh coming back to Dallas, and they're giving up one of a few fifth-round picks they have from the comp. This is great value to me. The fact that you just send a fifth over, you get a seventh and Milton, guy with a really high upside, that's a really great trade for the Cowboys.
Look, if he can figure out and realize that he doesn't need a driver for a chip shot, then he's the best arm in the sport. That's what they got. They got the best arm in the sport.
The Dallas Cowboys have a new backup quarterback in Joe Milton. We'll talk about it and dissect it right after the North Carolina Tar Heel college basketball and basketball analyst Brendan Haywood, the former Maverick NBA champion, joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, big fella. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're reeling. We're still upset over the trade. How much have you heard from Mavs fans, and what is your thoughts on it months later?
I mean, obviously, Mavs fans were a little disappointed, very, very disappointed. And then the way the season went, Anthony Davis being hurt, even though he just came back at the big game winner last night, Kyrie going down. So the way things unfolded, the fan base is very upset right now. But I think it will all end up working itself out in the end.
How?
Well, if you get Anthony Davis and Kyrie healthy, there's a vision for what Nico Harrison wanted for this team. And right now, this team is just injured. This isn't a bad roster. Yeah. The team is hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look out there, whether it be Gafford, Lively, AD, all those guys have missed a ton of time, and Kyrie's hurt. So it hasn't really worked out. But to a certain degree, I understood why they did the deal. I understood why they did the deal. They didn't think that Luka had the championship habits. So you make that move, but maybe you do a deal where you get a little bit more in the trade. Like you might wait till the offseason and try to do a deal where you have more time. You can get like more draft picks, maybe more young players involved in a deal, because this is a guy that made five straight first team All NBAs, and that normally never happens.
Brandon, I'm not asking you to name names, but I'm curious, did you play with anyone that had the Luka doubts that Nico and the Mavericks have, where you're like, if they just did a couple of little things, they could win the championship, we could win the championship, or do you think some of that is overblown?
When you say, did I play with anybody that had the doubts, like, what do you mean?
Like, someone who, okay, maybe they didn't have the best conditioning or didn't give all the effort on defense. Some of the doubts that the Mavericks traded Luka for. Did you play with anyone similar, super talent, all NBA, but maybe was coming? I'm asking, how much do the quote-unquote little things really matter when you're that great?
Well, I think for Luka, it wasn't the little things. It was everything. To trade somebody that 25, 26 years old that's made coming off of five straight all-NBA selections, you're not trading him because of the little things. Like that, they might say that, like on some of these shows on TV, them, oh, it's because he drinks beer or hookah. That's not that. If you're 25 in your prime, they traded you because they don't like outside. They don't like any. They don't like most of the things about you. Mm-hmm. At 25, that means okay. We don't like the way you condition. We don't like the way that you take care of your body, the way you eat. We don't like the way that you lead. We don't like the way you talk to your teammates, the coaching staff, the support staff. We don't like the fact that you don't get back on defense. We don't like the fact that you don't play defense in the half court. The guy had a 50% blow-by rate. Like, we don't like the fact that you don't like being coached about your defense. Like, if they trade you, if you see a young superstar get traded like this, it's not the little things. They don't like. They don't think you have championship level habits. And there are guys in this league. I like to call them. I'm not saying this is Luka, but there are guys in this league. I call them unserious superstars. And those guys have superstar talent, but they're unserious in so many aspects of the game that they're never going to win. They're unserious. You know, like let's say if you're looking at Philly right now. Got some questions, right? We know the guy's talented. Is he going to show up in shape? Is he going to train? Is he going to eat the right things? Is he going to be on time? Is he going to be a leader? All those things seem like small things until you're trying to win and you realize, man, our best player doesn't embody any of those things. You cannot be some of those. Everybody's not Steph Curry and Tim Duncan, you know, but you can't be everything negative. And that is why Luka got traded. And I think to a certain degree, maybe you jump the gun. Maybe you do that. Maybe you do a Luka trade, but maybe you just wait till the offseason so you can get more value.
Brendan Haywood joining us here, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the most up-to-date game lines, futures, props on the Final Four. Real quick, is it, in your opinion, is 24, 25 years old too soon and too early in a superstar's career to make that kind of judgment on them?
I don't think it's too early. You've seen that kid since he's a rookie. You understand that you're going to have to pay the guy basically $70 million a year coming up soon. So you got to make the decision, right? I mean, let's be honest. If you really, really, really paid attention to it, I won't say the writing had been on the wall, but the first sign was Rick Carlisle leaving. Rick Carlisle didn't get fired. He left. Why'd he leave? Why'd he leave? You know, you in Dallas. Why'd he leave? I'm asking you because I'm asking, why did he leave?
Yeah, he and Luka did not get along.
Because he couldn't coach him. He couldn't coach like that. Rick Carlisle was like, you know what? I can't do this. Got up, left with the Indiana. They didn't have Halliburton and all those guys back then. He just said, so he took a downgrade in job because he's like, yo, I don't think he's it.
But Brandon, there's been a lot of guys in every sport that's been thought of as a difficult superstar, right? Like Mike early on with Phil in the Triangle, and Kobe and Shaq, and getting in shape. Like the Lawrence Taylor doing what he did with Bill Parcells. Like there's a lot of diva tendencies with superstars in sports.
Oh, for sure. That's why I said you can't. If they traded you, they must think you're everything. Yeah. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Like you brought up Kobe, right? Kobe was hard to deal with. But you know why he was hard to deal with at times? But because he was there at 5 a.m. and was working harder than everybody else, you know what? His teammates looked at him like, we'll deal with that. the organization said, okay, you know what? He might be a little bit hard to deal with, but that's fine. This guy's one of the hardest workers.
Yeah.
Well, what happens when you're kind of hard to deal with and you're not one of the hardest workers and you're not in shape and you're not getting back on defense? And in the film session, everybody sees you're not getting back on defense, but then you don't want to hear about not getting back on defense.
Mm.
Like, these are the things. It's like, you can't be everything. As a superstar, I think Tim Duncan and Steph Curry, they're perfect. They work hard. They're good guys. They're leaders. They do everything perfect. And then you have imperfect stars. But then some guys, they just check so many boxes. It's like, I'll compare Luka to Joel Embiid, even though Luka went to the finals and Joel hasn't been. Like, why has Joel never been past the second round?
Right.
Got Brendan Haywood here joining us on 105.
Why is he always hurt? Like, you start looking at some of this. Like, can we win if our best player has so many negative characteristics?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
As far as setting the culture, who wins like that?
So just for the record, because you're a friend of the station, you got Mavs fans who love you, you understand it, you're not saying you support the deal.
I'm saying that I understand the questions that they had.
Okay.
I, per se, would have done a deal. If I'm moving a player like that, I would have done a different type of deal, but I would have considered it.
Okay.
But Luka's a luxury item now. And let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen luxury items go on sale? Have you ever been to the Louis Vuitton store and seen the clearance rack? Have you ever gone to Louis Vuitton and seen the clearance rack?
No.
Exactly. So what I'm telling you is, I might have considered trading Luka, but I would have not had a sale. I wouldn't have traded him for below market value. You ain't never been to Gucci and been like, you know what? Oh, man, they got 50% half off. Get the wife and kids. We got to go today. Today's the day. Nah. Luka is a luxury item NBA player. That type of talent should have never went on sale. And no disrespect to Anthony Davis or anybody else in that trade, but we know the deal for Luka was not what it should have been.
Mm.
There should have been more draft picks, maybe a higher-end young player. Like, if I'm doing that deal, I'm calling up Orlando, like, can I get Paolo, Suggs, and 4 first-rounders? That's what a deal that Brendan Haywood is trying to do is going to look like.
Brendan, really quickly, here in just the last minute or so, we got you. Final Four, all number one seeds, second time in tournament history. How are you viewing this setup that we have here for the Final Four? And is Duke just the overwhelming favorite at this point, or is it closer than that?
Oh, man, I love the setup. I think this is the best collection of number ones we've ever had. So much star power, big-time players in this Final Four. Unfortunately, I think Duke is going to cut down the net. They're the best team, top 5 in offensive and defensive efficiency. I hate saying it. Grant Hill has been quite unruly in the group chat this year. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But it's looking like it's going to be Duke's year.
Brendan Haywood, as good as Bobby said he would be. We've heard him on the other shows here on the station. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you, and enjoy the final games.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Brendan Haywood, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the most up-to-date games, lines, futures, and props on the Final Four.
Woo! I had somebody had mentioned the Rick Carlisle thing like a couple days after this happened. Like, did we kind of get tipped out of this? And I think it's a really valid point about Rick. Like, coaches don't leave superstars.
Did Rick leave, though? I refresh my memory. Was that Rick's decision, or that was the organization saying we need to do something new?
I felt like
it was it mutual.
The way I recall that, because it was obviously kind of muddied and nobody, I remember it was surprising when it first happened. Everybody was kind of taken aback by it. But I think it was muddied and it was like a thing of just, it felt like both sides realized this is broken.
Yeah.
The way I remember it is Donnie had just gotten pushed out and that kind of hacked him off the way that happened. And it was that, and then probably maybe a little bit of Luca, and then maybe a little bit of the new owner, you know, the new GM coming in. Nico was going to come in and wanted his own guy. But yeah, I mean, I think technically Rick left.
I think, he sounds like it sounds like Brendan Haywood is a big supporter of Nico Harrison. It sounds like he sees a lot of what he's talking about.
Well, that's why Bobby couldn't even say it without his eyes rolling.
I mean, he was a Nike athlete who used to be repped with Nike.
Well, that's why I wanted to clarify, though. Like, and he said at the end what many of us said in the beginning. Like, okay, you want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
The real fury and anger is the compensation.
Listen, there's no such thing as an untouchable player in sport. Patrick Mahomes is tradable. If the Chiefs wanted to trade Patrick Mahomes, they can trade Patrick Mahomes. Now, the problem is that you got to get the proper compensation for him.
Right.
But if they offered Kansas City 15 first-round draft picks, like, Patrick Mahomes is tradable.
I think Brandon was trying to explain. I mean, he did explain Nico's mindset, like all the little things. Kobe Bryant can be a pain in the ass, but Kobe's going to be the hardest worker. Yeah. I love that he called out Embiid right there in that interview. Embiid's having like another surgery. Anyway, more on that. I know it's salt in the wound. Listener survey said don't talk Mavs. The breaking news, thanks to Alec Medford in the building, Josh Clark in the building, all the great teammates sending us the breaking news, and we're all pretty excited about this. This is refreshing. The Dallas Cowboys have traded a fifth-round pick for Patriot quarterback Joe Milton and a seventh. So it's a fifth for Joe Milton and a seventh. We did the exercise in the 6 a.m. Club Choppy. What would the draft pick be that you'd feel okay giving up for a project or a backup versus just sticking in there and making the selection? And I was a little leery talking fourth for Milton, who was originally drafted in the sixth, a fifth rounder, and you get a seventh back. I like it. I like that value.
It's good. And you're getting a quarterback. Quarterbacks.
And now that pressure to find that quarterback that Steven says always goes before we think they're going to go, that's gone.
They don't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry about picking a quarterback. Now, if like, you know, if one falls in their lap, they can still take one.
Yeah.
You know, you can still take one if one falls in your lap. But yeah, the reality is that, like if Shador drops to 12, I suppose, if they wanted to, I suppose they could. But this is an upside move. This is to me how you want to approach your backup quarterback. I don't want to pay the backup $6 million.
Give us what you remember about him from college coming out. And then Bobby, your scouting report on him that you had.
He's an animal. I don't believe that I could stand next to Joe Milton and even remotely think
I'm a man
that we're of even the same species. Like, this guy is just built differently. Josh Allen wishes he was Joe Milton.
Wow.
Slow down.
Joe Milton is such a tank. He's got the best arm in the sport. He's a unit. He has one deficiency. It's like the Billy Bean, the Moneyball thing. This is Joe Milton. He is 6'5", 260 pounds. His only deficiency is he throws the most majestic incomplete passes you've ever seen.
Yeah.
He throws on a 10-yard out, he throws it 48 yards down the sideline. He throws the ball so he will break fingers. He doesn't know where the ball is going. He has no idea.
I remember someone telling me during the draft process that this is both meant as a praise, I think, of Joe Milton and a little bit of a maybe dig or basically criticism of how high up the rest of the league had Anthony Richardson. But somebody told me, they're like, I don't see much daylight between Milton and Anthony Richardson.
Wow.
Like, to me, that's, they're both the same type of player, which are just incredible athletes, big time traits. They don't know how to put it together. You are going to have to see, and that's a big question. That's not just a little thing of like, oh, we'll just teach them to play football. No, there's a lot that's going to go into this. But the, if you want to just talk about built in a lab type of traits, Joe Milton's got it. The problem is that he is the very bottom rung in terms of where he's at, in terms of his polish and how advanced he is with his processing and different things like that.
Is he as unpolished as Trey Lance?
No, he played a lot more than Trey in college.
Yeah, but I might say he's more.
More what?
Unpolished.
Yeah, he doesn't even know
he's
what the
very
polish
raw.
He can't even find the polish either. You send him to AutoZone, he wouldn't even know where to look.
Caleb Williams couldn't help him with the polish?
No, there is no polish, man. Like, there's none. Like, again, like it,
he looks more raw than Richardson, or as raw?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, easily. He played more than Richardson in college.
Yeah,
Richardson only played, what, 15 games?
He's very raw. But he's, I mean, all the traits of that, I'm absolutely in favor of, if they would have given up this fourth round pick that they gave up for Trey Lance, if they would have just given up that flat pick for Milton that they did for Lance, I would have been happy with the trade. I was never happy with the Lance trade. So to me, Milton, the upside is so much greater, and you can hone something more realistic into a potential player with Milton.
He threw it right at 4.62, 35-inch vert, broad jump of 10 feet.
I was expecting even faster than 4.6.
Yeah, he's just tanking.
How big? Weight?
He's 6'5", 235.
Oh.
His wingspan's 80 inches. If you look at his percentile among quarterbacks in the NFL, he is in the 90th percentile or higher in height, weight, wingspan, arm length, hand size, vertical jump, and broad jump among quarterbacks.
We continue to cover the breaking news. Joe Milton is your new Cowboys backup quarterback. Let's discuss it with the KNC Masterpiece next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vellani and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.